Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 20th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news, and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 209 years ago, today, in 1815, marks the beginning of the Hundred Days, a pivotal chapter in French history, with Napoleon Bonaparte's return to Paris, and ending on July 8, 1815, with King Louis XVIII's re-establishment. This period saw Napoleon's dramatic comeback and then subsequent fall. Within less than a year after his abdication and the Bourbon Restoration, Napoleon escaped Elba, landing at Cannes with 1,500 men, and swiftly reclaimed Paris. His attempt to solidify power through constitutional reforms gained him unexpected allies, but a united European front, and led to his defeat at Waterloo. By July, Napoleon abdicated again, leading to his exile to St. Helena, and the Bourbon monarchy was restored once more, with King Louis XVIII's return. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. In the Boston area, this morning it's mostly cloudy and feels like 31 degrees, with 10-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:44. It looks like we're in for some sun, with a high near 53, and south wind 9 to 13 mile per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers before 9 p.m. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear, with a low around 30 and wind of 10 to 15 mile per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 9 a.m. with a low tide just after 3. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 41 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday brings mostly sunny skies, with brisk wind, highs near 41 degrees, and gusts up to 33 mile per hour. Friday is sunny, reaching 44. Nighttime introduces a chance of snow mixing with rain. Saturday's high near 48 sees rain likely, with an 80% chance, cooling to 34 at night. And Sunday, expect brief morning rain and mostly cloudy and breezy conditions, with a high near 40 amid gusty wind. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, conservation efforts have led to a significant increase in great white shark populations off Cape Cod, highlighting a success story with caution for beach tours. The Atlantic White Shark Conservancy study found over 800 great white sharks in the area over 4 years. Utilizing spotter planes, underwater cameras, and GPS tracking tags that last 10 years, the team tracks these sharks. The Conservancy's Sharktivity app, with over 100,000 downloads, allows beachgoers and eco-tour boats to report sightings. This resurgence of sharks, thanks to decades of marine conservation, brings challenges as human activities do overlap with these predators, returning to their natural prey, seals. I think we're gonna need a bigger boat. Now on to sports. The Wiener Seahawks clinched a thrilling 71-68 victory over the Howard Bison in Dayton, Ohio, securing their place in the NCAA tournament's first round. first four. Despite Howard's late-game rally, Widener, marking its first tournament appearance since 2003, will now face the number one seed North Carolina Tar Heels. Widener's junior guard Melvin Council Jr. was the standout player, scoring 21 points. The Seahawks demonstrated superior offensive efficiency, significantly outshooting the Bison. After leading by a significant margin in the first half, Widener withstood a late 14-4 run by Howard, who narrowly missed a game-tying opportunity. Widener's journey to the tournament was hard-earned, winning the Northeast Conference Championship against Merrimack. The team under coach Donald Copeland has shown resilience and adaptability, overcoming challenges with a lean roster and limited practice resources, signaling an unpredictable yet hopeful run in the tournament. Last night in the NBA, the Celtics at home beat the Pistons 119-94. Jason Tatum did not play and has been nursing a sore ankle. Rest up, big guy. We need you for the long haul. And tonight, the Bees are at home to taking on the Senators. In top news, JetBlue Airways is refining its route strategy, pulling out from Bogota, Quito, Lima, and Kansas City to focus on more profitable routes. This decision comes as the airline navigates limited aircraft availability, partly due to necessary inspections by Pratt and Whitney on some planes. As part of its operational adjustments, JetBlue will discontinue 9 routes from Los Angeles and 5 from Fort Lauderdale, not resuming service to Newburgh, New York, which was paused in 2020. These moves aim to improve operational efficiency, minimize delays, and boost profitability, especially after the recent cancellation of a major merger with Spirit Airlines. JetBlue is eyeing significant savings from cost-cutting measures and fleet modernization, despite recent financial losses, and plans to share more about its strategic direction on May 30th. In business news, Chipotle Mexican Grill is considering a significant change to its stock structure with a proposed 50-for-1 stock split, marking a first in the company's 30-year history. This strategic move, aimed at making Chipotle shares more accessible to employees and a wider investor base, will be up for shareholder vote on June 6. With the company's stock price soaring to $2,797, up 22% since the start of the year, and 74% over the past 12 months, this split could lower the per-share price to around $56, based on recent closing figures. Currently, with about 27 million shares outstanding, approval of the split would mean investors receive 49 additional shares for each share they own, significantly increasing the total share count. The proposed adjustment aims to enhance trading liquidity and broaden ownership if it proceeds as planned, with the post-split shares set to begin trading on June 26. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is falling to just under $61,000. Ethereum is at $3,100. And Solana is $168. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft's decision to bring Inflection AI's team into its fold represents a pivotal and innovative maneuver in the AI sector. Rather than a traditional acquisition, this move allows Microsoft to integrate top AI talent, including Mustafa Suleiman, at a critical juncture for AI development. The arrangement, which avoids equity stakes and IP transfers, navigates the complex regulatory environment surrounding tech giants, highlighting a strategic adaptation to antitrust scrutiny. This unique partnership could diversify Microsoft's AI capabilities, potentially influencing its partnership with OpenAI and signaling a broader strategy to secure a leading position in AI innovation. The shift also reflects on the evolving landscape of AI technologies, moving from consumer-focused chatbots to more specialized business applications, illustrating the dynamic nature of AI development and market demands. And in entertainment news, rumors are swirling about Aaron Taylor-Johnson potentially taking on the iconic role of James Bond following Daniel Craig's departure. Despite a report from The Sun suggesting they have chosen Taylor-Johnson, the BBC has cited sources denying any truth to these claims. The discussion has sparked a mix of excitement and skepticism among fans, especially considering the ongoing debate about the future direction of the Bond character. Taylor-Johnson, known for his roles in films like Nowhere Boy and Bullet Train, has expressed gratitude for the public's support. The final decision on who will become the next 007 remains a hot topic, capturing the imagination of audiences worldwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time to skedaddle. We'll catch you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay.